Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. I'm happy to be back producing new shows after a summer hiatus during which you heard encore presentations of Into the Light. This program I am calling The Hour of Soul, after the title of the first piece we'll hear, and because the other big piece on the program is a profound, soul-bearing work of a different nature. The Hour of Soul is a large work for orchestra, solo percussionist, and mezzo-soprano by Sofia Gubadulina. Here's something she has said about music. I am a religious Russian Orthodox person, and I understand religion in the literal meaning of the word as religio, that is to say, the restoration of connections, the restoration of the legato of life. There is no more serious task for music than this. Sofia Gubaidulina was born in Kristopol in the Tatar Republic in 1931. She studied piano and composition at the Conservatory of Kazan and at the Moscow Conservatory under Nikolai Pieko, Shostakovich's assistant. She became a freelance composer in 1963 and in 1975 founded the improvisation group Astreya. Although Sofia Gubaidulina was initially attacked by the Soviet Union's cultural policymakers, her impressive successes in the West ultimately brought her recognition at home as well. Gubaidulina benefited from the championship of the violinist Gidon Kremer in the early 1980s, when little music from the Soviet Union was yet known outside of it. So, after living in obscurity in her native Russia for over 50 years, seldom performed, known only to a handful of insiders, today she is a well-known composer internationally. She has been honored with many festivals of her music, in Salzburg, Hamburg, and other German cities, and in Zurich. She has received the Russian State Prize and many other prizes, as well as many commissions. She has been living in Germany since 1992. Her works range from chamber music to orchestral and choral works. I can't think of any way to explain the existence of art other than as a means to express something greater than ourselves, she has said. I can't reach a single musical decision except with the goal of making a connection to God. If I separated the religious goal from the musical one, music would have no meaning for me. The Hour of Soul is a 27-minute work played without pause. I'm playing it at the beginning of this hour while your ears are fresh, because there is a lot to absorb in this evocative and dramatic piece, which takes a long time to unfold. The first part is full of mystery and drama. The second part is jazzy and reminiscent of Charles Ives in its overlaying of textures and themes. The mezzo-soprano does not appear until the last section of the piece. The text is by Marina Tsvetaeva, who wrote it on August 8, 1923. Here is an excerpt with translation by Lzbota Kuchkina. At the deep hour of the soul, at the depth of night, a gigantic step of the soul in night. At that hour, soul, rule the worlds where you wish to reign, the palace of the soul, soul, rule. Rust the lips with snow, the lashes, powder, the Atlantic sigh of soul, the soul in the night. In that hour, soul, darken the eyes where you'll rise like Vega, the sweetest fruit, soul, make bitter. Make bitter and darken. Grow. Rule.